Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
If you're single, you know dating can be frustrating. So many games, and you just want to find the right one without the headaches. Is it a misunderstanding, or are you getting blown off after a great first date? We're here to find out. Second date update brought to you by 651 Carpets Home with the next day install.
Hello?
Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
Hi, it's Thunder and PT. Are you ready for second date updates?
I'm ready.
Okay, good. Thanks for coming on the show. We're really happy we could connect with you.
Me too. Actually, you're just in the nick of time because I was about to give Josh up, and so you're the best thing that's ever happened to him.
Well, don't do that quite yet. Let's see. Let's take one last shot here. How did you guys meet originally?
Well, I went out for drinks with a girlfriend, but she didn't want to have a late night, so she left kind of early, and I actually wasn't in the mood to go home just yet, so I stayed and had a drink, and Josh came in and sat down next to me.
And how did that first date go? Well, first of all, that must have gone well because it led to a first date, so what did you end up doing on the first date, and how'd it go?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have high expectations since I met him in a bar, but... Mm. I think that actually helped because the date was one of the best I've ever been on.
Cool. What did you guys do?
We went mini golfing, and it was really fun. And I felt like our personalities just really meshed well together.
Did you happen to beat him? Because my wife, then at the time, my girlfriend, I lost in mini golf, and I play golf not well, but she crushed me and almost didn't call her back. Maybe that's what's going on. How long has it been since you've heard from Josh?
It's been about 3 weeks.
Was there anything during this mini golf game, or is there anything maybe give you a reason why he'd be ghosting you other than maybe you beat him?
I think he's a pretty smooth talker, and he had me like right in the palm of his hand when we first met. So I think he might be making the rounds. Okay. I hope not, but they just really never know.
He's putting a lot of other balls in the clown's mouth is what you might be saying.
Oh, my God.
All right. Here's what we're going to do.
I hope he's not.
All right. Nicole, we're gonna reach out to Josh. Get him on the phone with us. Find out what's going on. Ask him some questions. Get to the bottom of this, and maybe it'll lead to a second date or at least some answers to some of your questions. How does that sound?
Thank you.
All right. We'll be
Thank
right
you.
Back. Second date update right after this.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Our listener, Nicole, was really surprised how much she liked Josh, a guy she met in a bar and went out on a first date with.
I didn't have high expectations since I met him in a bar, but I think that actually helped because the date was one of the best I've ever been on.
But 2 weeks, she hasn't heard from him. It's Second Date Update brought to you by 651 Carpets, home of the next day install.
Hello?
Hi, is this Josh?
Speaking, who's this?
Josh, we'd like to talk to you. It's Thunder and PT from 102.9 The Wolf. And I got to tell you, we're on the radio. You're on the air right now. We would like to talk, if you just had a moment, we'd like to talk to you about your date with Nicole on a segment we do right here called Second Date Update.
Do you have just 2 minutes, buddy?
Yeah, I guess. But, I mean, I've only been on one date with her, though.
Okay. I know. We just call it Second Date Update. In fact, I don't even know why it should be First Date Update, but it's too late now to change it. So how did that first date go,
Yeah,
Josh?
Tell us how it went.
It was fun. You know, Nicole's super, super unique. And as far as the hangout was, it was great.
Awesome to hear. So you going to give her a call back then or what?
I don't know. Maybe. like she's cool and all. I'm just not, I'm not 100% sure on her like right now.
Okay, and I know you met her at a bar and you talked and then you went out on this date. But if you went out again, you would find out more about her.
Right. Yeah, I mean, we totally got along and I like her a lot. Like she's, she's exactly what I'm looking for in a future spouse. I just don't think that she's ready to be in a relationship.
Okay, is there something that she did or did she say something that, makes you feel that way or what?
Well, I mean, I'm super direct and I just kind of flat out told her that, hey, if we start this, then, I expected her to move in with me, within a month or so.
That seems a little fast.
Yeah.
So you're only reluctant to go out again because she may not want to move as fast as you.
Yeah. No, I mean, if it clicks, if it's right, if there's no doubt, then, just grip it and rip it. I mean, I'm older. I'm looking to settle down. I don't have time to play games. Even though I'm a dude, my biological clock is ticking. So,
Josh, I thought you were joking. I mean, who wants things to move that fast?
Yep,
we have Nicole on the line with us here.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I told you. I mean that I wanted a real committed relationship, and I'm not playing games. And I told you that.
And that's fine. Like a committed relationship is one thing, but like moving in, like you didn't even talk to me again about it. You could have talked to me more about it.
I figured out. I was super thorough and direct with when I said what I said, and I just kind of took your apprehension at that point as a no, and just sorry, I didn't call you back, but I just assumed that, you weren't looking for the same thing that I was looking for.
Maybe she just changed the name to Move-In Update PT.
Yeah, that would work.
Nicole, aren't you just ready to move in with Josh? Come on.
Let's go.
I mean, I'd like to get to know Josh better.
Yeah, Josh, you just wanted to move in, and what better way to get to know someone? For instance, in my case, I have lived with 6 women, married 3 of them, so there's like a 50% that you're going to get down the aisle with this.
Right.
I mean, that's my own scientific study.
It checks out, though. It's one way to do it.
Well, I like that you're beating the national average. That's pretty good.
Yeah, but Josh, I see where you're coming from. You just want like, hey, let's go all in. You like me. I like you. Let's just get this thing, like you said, grip it and rip it. Let's get it rocking. So, Nicole, what's the hesitancy?
If we continue dating and getting to know each other, I don't see why that's a problem. But if you're going to ghost me, like, we have to have better communication.
And I'm down for that. I just going back into, the second date, just know that, I'm beginning with the end in mind. And the end in mind is I want to have an amazing marriage with an amazing person and live an amazing life. And so if you're already there, then take the plunge and I guarantee it'll work.
I mean, people date, right? To find a partner to live with and to spend time with.
When you start dating.
Yeah. So Josh has expectations, Nicole, with those expectations, yes or no on a second date?
Yes.
Josh, are you good with, if she doesn't move in a month, to go out again?
Yes.
All right, there
wow,
you go.
There
how about
go.
That? We
how
pulled it out. Huh?
I didn't think we could do it.
So there's
honest.
Some magic right there.
Yeah.
All right.
Best of luck.
Guys, let us know when the housewarming party is.
Yeah,
and we'll
I mean,
be on
I'm
our
a,
way
re- a reverend. I'm an officiant. I can marry you.
Hey, best of luck out there. Good luck. And maybe that will happen in a week or two.
Yeah, I was going right? to say a couple
hey,
weeks.
Quick turnaround. PT can do it in like a week. Guys, thanks for being
have
on.
A great day.
Second date update. Thunder and PT on the Wolf. Follow us on Facebook, 1029thewolf.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.